So how do we know if what we're thinking about are the right thoughts, if those are the thoughts which are going to generate the right emotions, which are going to help you become a better, a stronger, and a smarter runner?
Welcome to HypnoRunning, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Great. What an intro is that, huh? Reflective practice, thinking about the way you actually run and think about your running. Yes, of course. Well, Heiko, that's very simple. I experience, I reflect, and I plan. That's it. Yes, that's how it's supposed to be if you look in the textbooks. But what if the thoughts you're currently thinking aren't the right ones? If, for example, you are self-reflecting about your running or about your swimming, and you're constantly focusing on the negative aspects of whatever you're doing. If you're trying to reach that Ironman qualifying time for the swim, and you're constantly thinking that you are slow, and it's like, Heiko, it's a fact, I am slow. And you're really, even whilst you are actually in the pool, you're thinking, This is dreadful slow. Heiko, it is because others are passing me by. If you are running and you realize that, you know, you wanted to have that 3:30 marathon and you realize it's been a 4:10 marathon, it's been a 4:15 marathon. And Heiko, I trained really hard and it was a 4:05 marathon. It is a fact. I am what I am. So if you constantly focus on those situations, or if you are feeling overwhelmed by even a minor setback. What's a minor setback? A minor setback is you've trained for months and you want to get your best 5K and, you know, something happened along the way. You didn't achieve it, but now you're feeling completely, I'm too old. I have my best run days behind me. Definitely, maybe running isn't for me. Maybe I should try and, you know, this new sport, curling. Or your thoughts that aren't being helpful, you are feeling drained and you're feeling exhausted most of the time just thinking about going for your run. And of course, the biggest thing might be if your thoughts are not correct, if they are not helpful, if you're simply and plain, you're lacking motivation and you're not finding any new opportunities to build up that enthusiasm for your sport. So those type of those are signs that your thoughts aren't really very helpful. And what that leads to is that as a runner, you suddenly engage in a reflective practice and you think about everything that you didn't do during your training session. You figure out ways to avoid that in future. That might be something which is going to encourage you by saying, I realize I didn't do the fartlek training the complete time as I set out to. And in future, I'm going to avoid that this happens. And these reflective practices, of course, they're going to be beneficial because, look, it's going to be able for you to become your own best encourager, identifying what thoughts are powerful and which thoughts are holding you back. And these might include various different ways. For example, I did a marathon. My aim was 3:30. I did 4:10. What exactly do I need to do? Doing this failure analysis thoroughly. And you can have a look and exactly even pinpoint. I'm sure you can even pinpoint exactly where it is, where the mistake was. Or, of course, talking to a coach, talking to somebody, a more experienced runner, is a way how you're going to be able to gain new thought patterns. Another one is acquisition of new knowledge. Hey, you sometimes in life, even though you've been running for many years, getting new knowledge, getting new understanding of what we're actually doing, and suddenly you realize that, you know, that heart rate monitor that you left many years ago, there's actually more behind it than you ever thought or that you even realized. Maybe dig it out of that drawer and reading, updating your knowledge on it, and suddenly you have a tool which you've neglected for so many years, and it is going to give you a benefit. So you're going to avoid those misconceptions that you have, and you're going to have also an understanding of the connection between theory and practice. You know, listening to a podcast like this, this is very simple. You can listen to this on your way to work. You can listen to it whilst you're running or whatever. But actually, the connection between listening to the content and then going to a library, that's one what one used to do, and finding a sports book, why not just Google it? Because I know what's going to happen when you Google it. You're going to find Runner's World, which has paid ads and is going to show you exactly that tool, that heart rate monitor that you actually need, that pair of Hoka shoes that is going to make you a better runner. And next thing, it's the easy way to purchase something. But if you were to go to a library, or if you were to go and buy a book, which you physically open, or you download it on your Kindle, whatever, but you get that knowledge and you start studying that knowledge, that is when the connection between theory and practice is made. And it gives a rationale behind your actions. You know, why you're doing things in a certain way, which is then going to improve your goal setting and your decision making, which leads up to there. So it's basically helping you get a better understanding of yourself and where your weakness is to dive into thoughts which aren't helpful. For example, by analyzing your thoughts, you're going to feel more competent, more in control. Hey, I want to get from 4:05 to 3:30. Rather than thinking my time is over, I'm getting older anyway, I should have done it in my 30s, now I'm in my 40s, stop that train right there. Stop it right there and give yourself competency back. And find things which are then facts out of books by proven theories by other runners who are authority on this. And no, don't necessarily go for something like that's way over the top, because you're going to feel disconnected. You know, sometimes I enjoy doing an ultra marathon. Sometimes there's a 70 kilometer race in Germany, which is something I really enjoy. 70 kilometers for me, it's far. Yes, I've done further, but 70K, you know, and there's quite a lot of elevation gain as well. That's for me a race I really enjoy. And then there are other races from other ultra runners, which are, you know, 180 kilometers or 100 miler. These are huge. If I take the advice from these type of runners, it can easily happen that I feel disassociated and I put them on another pedestal and I don't feel I belong there. Those thoughts might be there, so I don't really take their advice. So perhaps it's a good idea to find advice from people who have overcome difficulties and who have done this without reaching that Olympic gold or attained a supernatural hero status. Supernatural hero status, we often then think, ah, well, that's him, that's not me. And for you to improve your performance is to learn how to take action in a more effective way. That's it. What action must I take and be more effective in it? And that will give you more motivation. So again, from 4:05, I want to reach 3:30. What went wrong? What actions do I need to take? Those thoughts, asking yourself those questions, wow, that's going to be something, a huge benefit for you. Because this will also help you engage in a more reflective mannerism in regard to your training you did in the past. Maybe you realize the past couple of years, you did the wrong type of training. And then reflecting on that, you might understand what others have done, which has brought them forward in their running, which has been the biggest gain set for them. And again, it's not simply that you then need to experience it, theory and actually doing it, but also reflect on it. That reflection part, that's where you're not going to lose out on the potential. And that's where you move beyond generalizations. You know, all runners above 40 are slow, or that's where you can really break through those molds of generalization that, well, you know, I'm rather focused on long runs now than trying to do a fast 5K, you know, and all of a sudden you're realizing, hang on, I still got a 5K in me, because there are different measures I can undertake, different thoughts I can think, which are going to lead me to finding solutions to those things which I currently think are making it impossible. So you're going behind that rationale. So this is this reflective practice. And the reflective practice starts with some very simple questions. You know, how did I feel during that event? Okay, I felt miserable. I did fartlek training on the track. I felt absolutely miserable. Okay, well, let me ask you, what were your goals?
Well, my goal was to do the fartlek training.
Well, but what were the exact goals? And here, and that's basically, I don't make every step count. That's a fantastic book, not because I wrote it, but it's got a very simple, clear cut goal description process. How to really formulate your goal, because that's the center of the universe for this type of approach. What exactly was your goal? How specific were you about going down and doing that fartlek training? And what were then the main things that you did? Well, maybe you spent too much time warming up, and maybe you didn't really follow it to the T. And then ask yourself what went well, because something did go well, at least just showing up. What didn't go well? And then the big part, what am I going to do different the next time? So with this reflective practice, and sometimes it's even quite thoughtful to write this down, you're going to have a detailed narrative of the event, and you're going to be able to thoroughly grasp the thoughts that you were thinking. And this is going to be huge, huge benefit when it comes to improving your ability to think new thoughts, which will then lead you to obvious increased motivation at being open to setting new goals, setting them more clearly, and also to work towards them. Now, it's very important that you find a specific approach that works best for you in your situation. So that means if you are not the type to really sit down and to write something, and you simply don't enjoy that, well, today might be your day where it's the first time you might consider moving that thought to one side and saying, I'm going to write something down. It can be on the back of a receipt that you got from your last purchases that you make in the supermarket. It can be a piece of paper that you just find in your car, maybe that parking fine that you got, and you just scribble your thoughts on the back there. You don't need to buy a journal. You don't even need to go on Amazon. You don't even need to buy anything. Any piece of paper, write down that thought, reflect on it, and ask yourself just these questions that we went through. How did you feel while that event was happening? What was your actual goal you started out with? What did you do? What went fantastic? And what should you do differently the next time? And there you go. You have a description for your feelings. You're evaluating them. You analyze them. You have a conclusion. And then you have a new action plan. So description, describe what happened. You went down to the track without judgment or analysis. You know, but feelings, you know, I didn't feel so great. Evaluation was I didn't properly put in the performance. And then you analyze the situation. Let's make sense. What happened? Conclusion, perhaps it's an external factor. Perhaps it started raining. Perhaps you felt something inside your body and that made you slow down. And then the action plan. So what's going to happen on the next time? And this anticipatory reflection, when that occurs, it's like looking yourself in the mirror and saying, I knew this, you know, I knew that this was going to be happening. Or the reflection whilst in action, you're going to remember it the next time. Hang on, I felt like this last time. Let me reflect on that. So there are different types of level of thoughts which are going to come up during the whole process if you have written it down once, if you've gone in such a deep dive. And so you're going to use this like self-distancing to really reflect on a whole new level. And this will give you new encouragement, new motivation to set yourself new goals, new hopes and dreams for your running. And this is something that I really wish for you to do on a honest level. It's just between you and that piece of paper and your thoughts. You can't blame it on anybody else. Nobody else is responsible for this. It is just you, how you engage based on the circumstances that you did this training in. And by the way, if you really want some help with this, check out Make Every Step Count. It's written by me, Heiko, H-E-I-K-O, Stribble. You're going to go into Amazon anyway. Have a look. It is written in such a way that it's easy to read. It's not using difficult, complicated words. If you don't enjoy the podcast, don't buy the book because it's written in the same way. So, and then you're going to give me a negative review, so don't. If you enjoy the podcast and you think there's some truth to everything that I'm saying here based on 35 years of run experience, working as a trained run coach, and by the way, all of this I'm speaking about, so helpful with your swimming as well, so helpful for those of you that struggle with it, different topic, but exactly the same rules of force or rules of thought apply there. Wonderful to hear from you. Drop me an email next time you have something that you feel is a topic should need to be discussed, or there is some criticism as well, but please be gentle. And I want to end up with a verse from the Bible, a very nice one today, very fitting for today's contents. Proverbs 27 verse 19, as in water face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects the man. Fantastic stuff. Hey, my name is Heiko. Thanks for listening. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.